Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for February the 11th of the year of our Lord, 2021. Hour two, always promoting God, family, and country, always protecting life, liberty, and property, always following the Prince of Peace to the best of our ability. That's who we are. Trump on trial, Patrick Leahy, whacked out extreme senator, been in government for more decades than most of us have been alive. Juggles his responsibilities, they say, as judge, juror, and witness. How do you be a judge, a juror, and a witness and not have a massive, incredible conflict of interest, ladies and gentlemen? The Constitution, by the way, specifies that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court should preside over the impeachment trial of a president. The problem is they want to claim he's not the president, so that's not necessary. But then if he's not the president, the Senate doesn't have the right to try him, do they? Yeah, can you try an average citizen Senate? If so, then we've let the legislative branch now become the judicial branch? What the heck's going on around here, ladies and gentlemen? Those are the fair, honest, open questions to ask. But ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats yesterday showed their true colors. They dishonestly, Democrats, edited impeachment video, dishonestly exclude Trump's call to protest peacefully. All right, now Twitter says Trump will never be allowed back ever. Wow. It's getting squirrely, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream bogus lies. Before the riot, they claim anger crackled on talk radio. Well, it's half true. There are people that are frustrated on talk radio, no doubt about it. But then they literally, like the dishonest Bill Clinton back in 96, did 25 plus years earlier, saying that, you know what, it's talk radio, that hate-filled talk radio is causing all the problems, and they make it sound, they admit in the article, we never called for riots, we never called for storming the Capitol, we never called for violence of any kind, but they say your anger and your rhetoric preceded all this. The problem is the anger and rhetoric and dishonesty. I've already played the soundbites for the Democrats, eclipses any of the talk on conservative talk radio. But I have called for peace more than any other talk show host on the radio. I have demonstrated our desire to not be revolutionaries and to promote revolution. I've said we need to be restorationists to peacefully restore the republic. We talk about God, family, and country. We talk about the Ten Commandments, which, by the way, is thou shalt not kill. Honor thy father and thy mother. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Thou shalt not commit adultery or sexual sins, right? We've talked about the Ten Commandments. We've talked about the two great commandments, love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor, the great commandments. And that's where the law hangeth, if you will. And we've talked about a lot of this stuff on the radio, probably more than any other talk show host. And we're angry. There's no doubt about it. But that doesn't mean we're going to go violent or go postal. We're frustrated because we don't believe that the checks and balances are being followed in America. We believe that there's a cabal, secret combinations of elitists that are starting to lord over us in very, very dishonest, immoral ways. Our founding was designed to prevent that, ladies and gentlemen, and to be honorable, to be true to those who led the way, our founding fathers. We must carry forward their legacy and be very gun-shy of big government, be very gun-shy when they turn judge, jury, and executioner on us. All right? We want peace, but we are frustrated and angry. But that doesn't mean we're going to go to violence. Let me give you an example. Now they're saying forget the term pandemic. Start thinking endemic. Why? Because COVID may be with us permanently. Like the flu, says the Wall Street Journal. So now masks and shots and lockdowns, and will that be here with us permanently as well? We don't see any signs of it really letting up, do you? Wow. There you have it. Now, I don't like this headline, but I'm going to give it to you straight. They say there's a war between Mike Lindell, that's the CEO of MyPillow, right? And Dominion Voting Systems heats up. All right? This is very interesting. Now, I don't want to call it a war. because it's not a violent war. No one's shooting bullets or anything else. But they are taking two sides in a court case, etc. And so they're calling it a war between Mike Lindell and Dominion Voting Systems. They say that it heats up. Dominion spokesman, quote, Mike Lindell is begging to be sued. All right. MyPillow CEO defends his absolute proof documentary on election fraud. Art Moore with WND.com carries the piece. And I find this really interesting. I don't want to call it a war because then they'll say we're using violent warlike words, right? So the disagreement between these two, do you see what happens, ladies and gentlemen? We start to lose the meaning of words. We start to not understand, or, you know, we're not able to pack a punch where a punch ought to be. Wait, can I say punch? See, we're getting these kind of problems where it's hard to articulate, hard to explain things. So there's a disagreement going on between Mike Lindell and the Dominion Voting Systems. Mike released a film that's 2 hours long. If you haven't seen it, you got to go hunt for it on the internet. Really definitively documenting vote fraud to the umpteenth degree. And he doubles down and stands by that documentary and says, hey, this is absolute positive proof of the vote fraud. But everybody in the mainstream press says without evidence, Mike Lindell says there's vote fraud. And now the CEO of Dominion is saying, we're going to sue Mike. We're going to sue Sidney Powell. We're going to sue Rudy Giuliani. We're going to sue anybody who's ever made any allegation. When do you have a right to have your own opinion about something, whether we agree or disagree, whether you think there's evidence or whether you think there's not? Do you have the right to your own opinions and beliefs and thoughts on something? Anyway, I don't like to call it a war between these two, but I will say the disagreement no doubt heats up. And I really hope for a lawsuit because I hope that we can get this stuff out in the open before the courts. But here's the problem. The courts are as corrupt as all get out now, too. They won't even hear the discussion. Right? Now, Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO, is defending. He calls it absolute proof, documentary, on election fraud. I've seen it. It's very good. Do I agree with Mike Lindell that it's 100% positive proof? It all depends on if you want the opinion standards. Do you want the media standards, which are a little bit higher than the opinion standards? Do you want court positive proof standards that are even, you know, the bar's even higher? I don't know. Because here's the problem. My opinion is there is vote fraud, and his documentary backs up that opinion. If we want to talk about media, well, there's enough evidence by video in the movie, in the documentary by Mike Lindell, to literally, in the media, say there's enough here to report on it. That's for sure. But then they're trying to sue people like Fox and others. They're trying to let go of certain hosts, etc. Lou Dobbs is one, because they say you shouldn't be able to report on this. But you know what? In my opinion, the video evidence in the documentary certainly rises to the level of justifying reporting on it and even having an opinion on it. So if I can have an opinion on it, if I can report on it, what's left? The burden of proof that would be required in court, right? But the burden of proof that would be necessary in court, we cannot get to because the courts won't accept our cases, right? And what they're going to say is, Sam, you're whipping people up into a frenzy, buddy. You can't do that. And my response is, I'm not really interested in a war between anybody. I am interested in the truth, though, and I believe that his documentary does have some serious evidence that ought to be looked at. But yet, if we're not careful, you're going to have the big voting company, right? You're going to have the big Dominion voting systems with plenty of money from governments everywhere around the world suing Mike Lindell. He'll never keep up. They'll drain him of all of his money. How long will Mike be able to stand? He might have enough integrity never to cave, but his reputation will be besmirched and destroyed, and his money will be gone. And they'll destroy his reputation. anywhere he goes from now on, that'll be the guy that thought there was vote fraud and there wasn't, and we proved there wasn't, and he never mind the real truth, right? While everybody's debating serious things like election fraud and Democrats faking video to convict Donald Trump in the courts and free speech on talk radio being under assault like you've never seen before, while we're taking on those issues, don't worry. The Aunt Jemima Company, they're getting out of hot water. They're going to jettison the racist term. Now Aunt Jemima Pancake Mix officially has a new name. Pearl Milling Company. Yeah, Pearl Milling Company. They say that name's been around forever, and it's a good name, and it's not a racist name, and they're moving to it. So ladies and gentlemen, if you like those Aunt Jemima pancakes, and look for the Pearl Milling Company soon. It's going to take a little bit to get rid of the racist product. So, you know, you might want to hold on to a piece of that, if you will. You might want to hold on to a piece of Aunt Jemima pancake mix, because it's going to be, what do you call it? A collector's item at some point? Because then you'll be able to document the history like they do a lot of times, right? Aunt Jemima pancake mix officially has a new name, Pearl Milling Company. I guess you got to look for Pearl Milling Company pancakes, huh? All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. Liberty Roundtable continues on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm. Yeah.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry, they'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got Andy Mangione with me, AMAC.us. Back on your radio. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Hey, man, I want to talk about this really quick with you for a second. Aunt Jemima, Pancake Mix, changing their name, sir. The official new name, Pearl Milling Company. And they say that they got to change the name because Aunt Jemima Mix is all racist and everything, so they got to jettison all that. But, sir, I just want to talk about this for a second. I'm not really interested in the racial aspect because, you know what? Whenever I've eaten Aunt Jemima pancake mix, I've never thought of racism. I just thought of yummy food and Americans bringing incredible food to the table. And I never even took any time to think about what race anybody was or any of those things. How about you, sir?
I would say that when I have pancakes, the last thing that I think about, this is me speaking, is race. I really look forward to. As a matter of fact, my wife made pancakes yesterday. Okay, my son had.
Hold on. You didn't say, is that from the black mix or the white mix or anything like that?
It was pancakes that she put chocolate chips in that were just delicious to celebrate my son's 18th birthday.
Amen. And that's my whole point is that, you know what, sir? I'm not interested in debating race when I eat pancakes. I'm interested in how good it tastes. And you know what? It's tasted so good for so many Americans for so many years. It should be beyond discussion and debate now, shouldn't it?
You would think, Sam. I think that, this wokeness is a... something, it's a phenomena that has made its way to, aspects of American life, from professional sports to corporate boards, college campuses, and it's just something that it's agree with me or we'll cancel you. And I mean, it dovetails into cancel culture, and it's a shame that people are behaving this way. Obviously, we've got to we've got to treat people right, okay? I mean, that's fundamental in life, to treat everybody with respect, okay? But the intoleration that's fostered by this woke movement is it's interesting and it's destructive. I think that's probably the best word.
Yeah, to me, it is so sad. So Mark Cuban decided he wasn't going to have the Star-Spangled Banner anymore at the games for the Dallas Mavericks and everything. And people started to complain and go, what are you talking about? Well, now, quote, overruled the NBA, dunks on Mark Cuban, orders all teams to play the anthem. Now, I'm not really for ordering all teams to do things, but I'm also not for letting the cancel culture get to everybody everywhere all the time and due to fear of being called a racist or somehow a... slave owner or somehow. What I mean is they wrap all this into some cadre of confusion that nobody knows how to unwind. And so to me, I'm bringing this up for the cancel culture. I don't know that I'm for the NBA stance. I guess as a private organization, if they want the Star-Spangled Banner, they can say if you're part of our group, then you got to do it. That's fine. I reject the force. I reject the lack of choice. I reject the cancel culture. We just seem to be mixed up to where you don't even know whose side to take anymore, Andy.
Well, yeah, it's mass confusion, and I don't know if that's deliberate, on the side of the people that are running around who seem to think they are more aware than everybody else. I'm not going to lie. I was happy to see the NBA say, no, you're going to play the national anthem. Certainly, they're a private entity, and they could do what they want. But it's nice to see someone stand up to... on behalf of the national anthem for crying out loud. That was nice to see that. Now, I don't know if it's going to be enforced. I think the NBA, I believe, also has a rule that players must stand for the anthem, but they don't seem to enforce that. So we'll see if this rule with the Mavericks is going to be enforced.
Well, and my take on it is I don't like force, but I agree if you're part of a private organization, if you're going to be part of the whatever group, they have every right to say this is what our rules are. And if you're part of our group... that's what we expect out of you. I think they can say that. And if Mark Cuban doesn't want to be part of the NBA, he can start his own, no national anthem league if he wants or whatever else. But I find that interesting. But I want to play the national anthem, and I like the Cactus Cuties version personally.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud?
About the Cactus Cuties, my friend?
I do not.
All right. Well, the reason I'm playing this one is because the Cactus Cuties are a bunch of little girls from like 8 to 14 years old. And in Texas, they got the plan to sing the opportunity to sing the national anthem. And here they are in Texas.
Oh, say does that star
and gentlemen, the Cactus Cuties, they're literally 8 years old to 14 years old. And in my opinion, it's one of the most favorite Star-Spangled Banners I've ever heard. And the reason why is because, number one, they're incredibly good. But more importantly than that, when you have youngsters sing like that, it gives you hope for the future of the Republic, Andy.
It was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. You know, it's thrilling to see these young ladies. You could hear the patriotism in their hearts as they sang. It was a beautiful rendition.
And imagine being in a group where you're a little kid and later you can say, hey, you know what? I sang the national anthem. And, what an opportunity for pride and joy. And what I'm hoping with this is that we realize this is across generations. This is across races. The idea that we're all Americans, that we should celebrate the freedoms that we have, for the love for one another that we should have, the civility that we should have in America for one another, the respect for one another. And you know what? We shouldn't be dividing over pancakes. And we certainly shouldn't be melting down over the Star-Spangled Banner. What we should be doing as Americans is getting together, standing arm in arm as Americans to say, hey, how do we restore the greatest republic on the planet? How do we work towards the return of the embodiment of the principles that really make nations great and bring hope and prosperity and stability to everybody who becomes part of it? And then how do we welcome people with open arms legally to make a difference and to be part of the greatest thing ever? And then how do we teach other nations to do the same? I mean, isn't that what this ought to be about, sir?
You would think. And maybe you can, get that message to Congress, okay, instead of wasting their time with a show second impeachment that may or may not be constitutional. Regardless of the vote in there, if you listen to the legal experts, and get back to the work with the American people. I mean, I know it sounds trite, and I know that I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence, but don't you think they should be working on our behalf other than, instead of wasting, money and wasting precious time trying to impeach a president who has already left off?
Now, here's what's sad. In the prosecution side of Donald Trump, they literally edited the impeachment video, and they dishonestly excluded the part where Trump begged people to go to the Capitol, but he said do so peacefully and patriotically. They took that part out, sir.
Yeah, are you surprised, Sam? I know you're not. I mean, I'm
not
that's a
surprised,
rhetorical question.
But I am so disappointed that, you know what, we allowed it to get to this state.
Yeah. Nothing should surprise you, okay? I guess I'm at the point in my life where I'm not surprised by what these people do, these people meaning people of the left. I get disappointed, but I'm not surprised that they would doctor. I mean, look at how the media treated President Trump for the last 4 years, and even when he was running, just how dishonest they were. And I wrote a piece on fake news for the AMAG magazine that came out in February, where it wasn't hard to find all the dishonesty and the deception that you found in the mainstream media during the Trump administration. So having, members of the Democratic Party, edit a video to present as evidence doesn't surprise me.
All right. I've got a bunch of stories that I want to get to that relate to when Andy Mangione says, hey, we need to get back to the things that matter in America. Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to talk in detail about that. All right, explosives are missing from a Marine Corps base in the Southern California desert, the military now confirmed. I want to talk about this national security concern, and why isn't that one of the top stories in America, huh?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that 10% of Americans have at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday updated its guidance regarding masks. After finding that wearing a cloth mask over a surgical mask helped prevent the spread of coronavirus, the CDC website now recommends that people layer their mask with a cloth mask that has multiple layers of fabric. President Biden announced on Wednesday he had approved an executive order for new sanctions on those responsible for the military coup in Myanmar and repeated his demands for the generals to give up power and free civilian leaders. Pelican Waste and Debris workers Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine in Iberia, Louisiana, knew something was wrong when they observed a silver sedan in the middle of a field. Turns out 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle, abducted a day earlier, was in the car, and the two heroes were able to block the car from escaping while police arrived. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden has his first phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Biden spoke to Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday evening for the first time since taking office. According to a readout of the call, Biden pressed the Chinese leader on human rights abuses, its recent actions against Taiwan, and climate change. The presidents also discussed approaches on battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's glad to see the president push his Chinese counterpart. But the former ambassador to Japan tells Fox News that Biden will have to get tougher against a country that doesn't play by the same rules that we do.
And I was pleased to see that President Biden called out Xi on some of the nefarious actions that China's undertaken. But China is moving aggressively every day. They're moving against us. They're moving militarily. They're moving diplomatically. And certainly they've been moving economically in a very predatory manner. They don't play by the same rules that we do. And we've got to be present and pushing back.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Andy Maggioni with me, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, with me. Vice President of the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us, with me. And I guess in 29 Palms, a bunch of explosives went missing, the military's confirming, Andy. Now, to me, this is a national security thing that I don't understand. We need some explanation, accountability, some discussion. Congress should be dealing with this national security crisis, in my mind.
Well, you know, how could it not be? This is C4, okay? 10 pounds of C4. They're saying that it vanished from a Marine Corps base outside of Los Angeles. And I think, I don't know when this happened, but I have a I have to believe that this happened probably long before the story came out about it. But you would think, and I don't mean to make light of this, Sam, this is a serious, serious situation here. And how could you not view this through the lens of national security? National Criminal Investigative Service didn't comment on the the missing C4, and they're saying that we're respecting the investigative process. So this is just mind blowing. Okay, that this high powered explosive. Okay, and they're saying that this C4 is so high powered that 1/10 of the amount stolen could blow up a car. Okay, so whoever has this has some heavy-duty explosives that could do some serious damage, and I think it must be viewed as a national security issue.
Well, and I want to know, though, how did this breach happen, though? There should be careful, inventory responsibilities, and what I mean is that we need to hold some people responsible for this, and when, Joe Biden is going to basically let the border leak like a sieve, you know, how do we know that somebody didn't cross the border and do this? What I mean is,
right,
we don't have any handle at all on what the protocols are and what needs to be or should happen or whatever else. They're just going, hey, it went missing. We don't really know, golly, and we're not going to tell you anything about it because it's under investigation. And I'm thinking, what?
Yeah, right. And the first thing that popped into my mind when you mentioned this theft was, I wonder who, you know, I wonder who took this, and I wonder if they were in the country legally, you know, given the Biden administration's push to open the borders up, to remove the safeguards that President Trump put in place. This could be a very nasty situation, and they are very tight-lipped about it. But, you know, we need information. We need answers, something to let us know that, hey, they're on it, and I'd love to know what the progress of the investigation is, you know.
Well, I mean, and let's be very clear about this, whether it's a Trump supporter, whether it's a Biden supporter, whether it's Antifa, whether it's Black Lives Matters, whether it's the white boy or whatever they are, and Proud Boys or whoever the heck they are. I don't even know these groups because I'm not associated with them. But what I'm saying is I don't care who it is. It needs to be stopped, and it's wrong, and it's a criminal activity, and it needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. No matter what group or who it is, there's bad actors everywhere, and we need to stop them.
Yes, and how about a little transparency along the way?
Yeah, and then accountability to top it off, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Rush Limbaugh's producer, Bo Snerdly. Our prayers are with Rush. As you know, Rush hasn't been on the air since February the 2nd, so it's starting to get longer and longer as his health declines. And he basically says, Bo says this, our prayers are with Rush. God's not done with you yet. You still have a lot of work to do for America. And my prayers are with Rush also. And by the way, if this was Hillary Clinton, or this was Barack Obama, or maybe some of the people that I completely disagree with, if they were having health problems, I would be saying the same thing, Andy.
Yeah, you know, it's if you listen to Rush, he had mentioned before, I think it was probably around December, that he said like a year ago, meaning December of 2019, you know, they told him that he wouldn't be here in December 2020. And he kept acknowledging, you know, the fight that he's facing and the progress that he's making. You're right. You don't hear anything. You could disagree with people. You know, you don't hear anything. But what he's done for broadcasting, what he's done for radio, and I'm talking, you know, terrestrial radio, okay? The rebirth of the talk show format that he trailblazed. These are significant achievements for a guy who never finished college, for a guy who bounced around and like, you're a radio guy, Sam. You know how many times he got fired from radio stations, how many times he failed before he actually succeeded, and when he succeeded in a way that most broadcasters would, you know, couldn't even imagine that type of success is available. Yet nothing, you hear nothing about this from the news, no acknowledgement of his success. He is an American success story, and that should be acknowledged.
There's no doubt about it. And like I say, if this was somebody else that was very sick, we would have the same attitude to them. Even if we completely politically disagree with them, we would hope and pray that they don't have pain. We would hope and pray that a miracle occurs for them. We obviously would lead it to God in everyone's case, but we would advocate for the kind, gentle, no matter who it is that's suffering.
You know, and I suspect that when he does go, he will be acknowledged, because you see people that disagree with him and people that disagree with his ideology, they tend to be all hugs and kisses when, you know, this is not counting the extremists on their side that are celebrating every conservative death they can get their hands on. But, you know, I suspect that his, you know, if this happens and we do lose Rush, that, you know, once he's gone, then some begrudging accolades, you know, in a very minor sense may come from the left, but only after he's not with us anymore. So this is, you know, that's their template. That's their game plan. That's the book they play from. But in the meantime, no acknowledgement of what this man has done. The fact that President Trump awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom last February, you know, February of 2020. Nobody talks about that. You know, it's a shame, really, for what this man has accomplished.
Well, our prayers are with Rush, and our prayers would be with anybody else who is sick. I'll give you an example to make the point. Bruce Springsteen, I guess, got busted for a DWI or whatever, driving under the influence or whatever. Now, that's sad, and I agree that we need to create accountability so that he doesn't continue to drive around, okay? But at the same time, I'm not here to celebrate his
struggles.
And
right.
Now, I don't agree with Bruce. He's a whacked out liberal from a political point of view, in my opinion. Nevertheless, even though I disagree with him, I still don't wish demise and trouble on his family. I hope he can get a handle on that, sir.
Exactly right. If he's got a problem, I hope he seeks help. But I apologize for chuckling, but it was something that I read that Jeep pulled his commercials once they found out about his run-in with the law. I think it happened November of 2020. And apparently they were not aware of this before they put this wonderful, you know, this Super Bowl commercial together. I'm not going to call it wonderful because I think there was a bit of hypocrisy with Bruce. He's running around bashing Trump. And now all of a sudden during the Super Bowl, Jeep airs this commercial where he's talking about unity and meeting in the middle. Okay. And either he had an epiphany or he's kind of phony. I don't know. And then all of a sudden this.
Well, and one of the unique things about President Trump is he never drinks. And that, to me, in my opinion, is a good thing. Now, I'm not saying that if somebody chooses to have a drink responsibly that I'm here to be against them. I'm just saying, hey, if somebody's going to commit to never drinking and say that's not what I want in my life, and, hey, you know, I think Trump should be, commended for that. And I hope that Bruce can get his life together. I think pulling all the commercials of Bruce is a little extreme. I think what they ought to do is let it run its course, and then if they don't want to renew based on, you know, the associations with him. But I don't think that what we ought to do in America is somebody gets caught with one mistake and you ruin their whole lives over it. I've got a problem with that, even when it's Bruce, who I disagree with. I'm going to defend him. He should have a choice in life to repent and have an opportunity for change, and I hope he gets a handle on it. But we shouldn't just melt down and destroy everybody, either side.
Well, Sam, this is the culture that we're in right now, okay? And I agree.
And I'm going to speak out against it, sir.
Yeah, and you should. You know, we all make mistakes. We are all sinners, okay? Nobody's perfect here, all right? We've all made bad decisions throughout our lives. And you should not, you know, everybody deserves a second chance. And I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. Okay, that should be a blanket statement for humankind. Okay.
See, and they tell you that I'm just peddling hate talk radio, sir. See, that's how.
Yeah.
There it is.
No,
right?
But hopefully this was an isolated incident and it wasn't something that's part of a bigger problem.
Amen.
But I grew up listening to Bruce and had all of his albums and loved his lyrics but he's a prolific songwriter. He's a prolific performer. I've seen him in concert when I was younger.
Don't call him the boss for nothing, sir.
Well, you know, the talent is obvious, you know, just hope that, if there's a situation that he's got to deal with it, that he he will deal with it, you know?
Amen. All right. Now the CDC says you got to, well, they begin recommending wearing two masks. And don't you think you got to have three, Andy?
Well, I think they trot out some study that shows that if you had a cloth mask under a surgical one, that's good. So,
hang tight,
sir. It's all about the science, Sam. Right?
And Andy Mangione with me, ladies and gentlemen. AMAC.us, the website, AMAC.us. Check it out. Become a lifetime member. I highly recommend it. I am one. And, hey, it's for seniors and all generations, ladies and gentlemen. We stand together for the sacred cause of liberty. Quick pause, Andy, in seconds.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The organization is the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us. Andy Mangione with me, Vice President, doing a great job bringing people together for liberty. It's becoming a great organization to stand up for the things that we believe in. Really, the things relate to American viewpoints. Interesting headline from Joe Biden, Andy, that says this: schools don't need to disclose financial ties to communist China. So if schools, colleges, and anything else get money from China, they don't have to disclose that they got a big old influx of cash from the communist Chinese. I find that very interesting.
Well, it's very interesting. It reminds me of a conversation I had with Senator Tom Cotton out of Arkansas. I was able to interview him for the AMAC magazine last year, and he's extremely concerned about the influence of China on our college campuses, with these Confucius centers that are nothing more than propaganda centers on our college campuses that push Chinese policy and influence, obviously, college kids. This is very interesting, Sam, to be honest with you. I had not heard that. I'm glad that I have now. But it, again, it doesn't surprise me, given the Biden's administration, or Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden's relationship in the past that he's had with communist China. What reason did they give? You know, why not have transparency with regard to the funding that these colleges receive? Lord knows they charge enough to go there.
I don't even know how to respond to a statement like that from our president, though, where we don't even know, you know, and I'm concerned about our universities getting taxpayer money and communist type money. The question is, if we don't disclose any of that, where do colleges' allegiance lie and what will be taught by whom? Isn't that really the question?
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I mean, we already see what's happening with these Confucius centers. Okay. All you have to do is do an internet search, Confucius centers, and they'll pop up. There's already influence there. And if you don't have to disclose the sources of money, and if some of that money comes into your campus from communist China, how could you not expect influence to come along with the cash?
And my problem is that if we can't know the Chinese, you know, or if they don't have to disclose that, then what else won't they need to disclose over time?
Yeah, right, right. And this was, you know, Sam, this is this was just this was a Trump era rule, all right. And these Confucius Institutes is what they're called. They are they're state run. So you've got communist China state run Confucius Institutes on college campuses, and now President Biden has rescinded a Trump era rule that says you have to disclose it. Meaning now schools do not have to disclose. Universities, it's K through 12 schools, foreign exchange programs disclose any financial ties and other connections to Chinese state-run Confucius Institute. So what is the reason? Okay, there's no reason. You could Google this story, all right? Of course, the Republicans were extremely upset with this, and there was a swift backlash to it. Democrats, however, are slow to react to this, and this. Want to know what the reason is to do this. I mean, we can certainly spend a lot of your time here, with conjecture, you know, and forecasting why we think the Biden administration did this. But, you know, what is the reason other than, you know, was this just another Trump rule that he wanted to undo?
See, I think this has to do with national security as well, personally.
Yeah. Well, you have to recognize the threat that Communist China is. I mean, we saw it with the advent of the coronavirus when there was threats to our healthcare supply chains made by China because they were upset with President Trump blaming the Communist Chinese for the virus, for the origination of the virus. And we saw threats made to disrupt much needed medical equipment, masks, et cetera. And other things that are made and other items that we needed to combat the coronavirus that emanated from China. So it's not as if there isn't a history with regard to how the Chinese can threaten us. And
well,
how
and historically, they said they were going to use the nuclear option referring to finance if we didn't cooperate with some of their agenda items as well.
Yeah.
This was back 15, 20 years ago, but people don't really realize that. When you threaten to use the nuclear option on somebody, I don't care if you're talking financial or not. It's catastrophic, sir.
Yeah, it is. It is. So
let's move to the idea of warning Americans. HR1 and S1, serious business, Andy.
Yeah. This is again the left and the Democrats are doing a nice job of distracting America with another impeachment of trial of President Trump, former President Trump. We should mention that. In the meantime, they are racing in the House to pass HR1. This bill, ironically called the For the People Act of 2021. Is a 791-page federal takeover of elections and an assault on the First Amendment. And we're working very hard. We've got a campaign underway right now having our members contact their member of Congress to tell them not to support this. This is horrible legislation. Here are some examples, Sam, of some of the more egregious provisions that are in this bill. This bill almost completely removes the states from participating in federal elections. And here's how they're going to do it.
And see, this is the checks. Hold on. This is the checks and balances that I always point to as the great solutions that they're dismantling one line item at a time, sir.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. It's a federal takeover of federal elections. It would undermine state election oversight, like efforts to clean up voter rolls. It prohibits requiring a state voter ID to obtain a mail-in ballot. And goes further, Sam, it permits individuals to sign a sworn statement as to their identity in lieu of an official ID. Also in this bill, Sam, it virtually eliminates any restrictions on vote by mail. It requires states to offer online registration. Now, let me give you an example of that. Online registration and require states to allow same-day registration and voting. I think in Minnesota, they passed same-day registration and voting in 2006, and no Republican has been elected statewide ever since. Okay, so this is some serious stuff, and it's even more. Okay, this bill effectively permits ballot harvesting by picking up and delivering bundles of votes, and they're going to make it criminal to interfere with the process under the guise of assisting others to vote. But perhaps the most serious aspect of this bill is that it would enable partisan control of the Federal Elections Commission by reducing the commission staff from 6 members to 5 members, and it effectively facilitates one-party oversight of not only federal elections but campaign finance laws. We are in the process, and so far we launched our campaign to energize and engage the AMAC membership, all 2.3 million of them, to reach out to their elected official in Congress, okay, in the House, because this if we can stop this in the House, it won't get to the Senate. So far, over 40,000 emails have been sent to members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, letting them know, hey, these are from constituents, Sam, who happen to be AMAC members. We're aware of this. This is not good for the country. Please come up with something else and do not support this. We are not done with this campaign. We're just getting started with it. And people can go to our amac.us website if they wanted to participate in sending a message to their member of Congress telling them not to support HR1.
And the equivalent S1, right?
Yes, exactly right. S1, we're not there yet. S1 is the Senate version. of it. But if we stop it in the House, it doesn't get to the Senate. Okay, but yeah, there
agreed.
Are two
I'm
bills.
Just saying, hey, let's put pressure on the senators too, so that they're educated and aware. The sooner we make them educated and aware of our displeasure with this, that we believe that it's wrongheaded for the country, that we believe that it obliterates the checks and balances, that it takes the states out of the equation, and ultimately the local people, the counties and the precincts, the sooner we educate our senators on that, the better. So I agree it's not to S1 yet, but it's a coming, and we better push hard on both places, because a lot of times at the House, if they know the Senate will give it DOA or dead on arrival, then likelihood it won't even be brought up as much. So we need to put pressure both places.
Yeah. Sam, you're absolutely right, and we are grateful. We've been reaching out. You know, I serve as a spokesperson for AMAC, and I've got a counterpart who does too. But we're doing a lot of educating on this. This is why I was so grateful to come on today to talk about our campaign to defeat H.R. 1, the For the People Act of 2021. When you talk to now, you're an educated guy. You're up on the issues, okay? But when we've spoken to other members of the media, they were completely unaware that Democrats are racing to get this legislation passed.
Oh, yeah, it's like the magic. While we watch the impeachment clown theater show, then they're going ahead and pushing for this sucker behind the scenes. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is dishonest, and it really, we need to give it a warning to Americans, because this really, when we say For the People Act, if you want to talk about how they name bills dishonestly, this is it. This is really for the More Federal Government Control Act. And we better be aware.
You betcha. Hey, think of the Affordable Care Act, you know, which turned out to be, well, not affordable. But this is not for the people. This is for the federal control of federal elections. And it's bad legislation, and it needs to be stopped.
You know, we've always considered our vote, ladies and gentlemen, sacrosanct or safe, or, you know, hey, you know what, if you want to be patriotic, what you've got is your right to vote. That's where you can participate. I still believe that's true. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is, ladies and gentlemen, if they have their way on this one, that very fundamental patriotic slash right slash duty, whatever you want to call it, is in jeopardy. I don't know how to say it more clear, Andy.
We anticipated. They tried to do this in the last Congress. I think they brought this up in 2017. Okay, so they've been sitting on this for a while, and they're moving at breakneck speed. They use a very effective tactic of distract and then jam as much as you can. I mean, how many executive orders has Biden signed? Over 50 so far. They're moving very, very rapidly with a very thin majority. And if you want to take heart, take good heart. Because the Republicans picked up another seat when the race was called in New York the other day. And another Republican conservative woman was elected and brought into Congress. Okay, so they're very thin majorities here. But they're moving as if they think they have a mandate. And they're going to overstep. They've already overstepped. And they're overstepping big time with H.R. 1 and S1. So we're asking people to reach out to their member of Congress. You can do it on the AMAC.us website and let them know not to support H.R. 1.
And we also need to say, conservative Americans, we want you in 22. Not only do they have a very thin majority that we can hold off if we're educated and involved, but in 2022, we can change the game. Remember, every 2 years, everybody in the House is up for election and a third of the Senate. So you know what? We want you, conservatives, in 2022, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, whatever you want to say, run for office because you believe in something. And let's go ahead and stand for the greatest country on the face of the earth. Andy, final words yours, sir.
Sam, I just appreciate the opportunity and encourage people to join AMAC. We are the fastest growing conservative seniors organization in the country. They can do so by going to AMAC.us or calling 888-262-2006 to speak with our member services representatives who will enroll them today.
And the reason they're growing so fast, ladies and gentlemen, is because they are taking a stand and providing a lobbying group of plain old Americans that have not had a voice for so long. They're bringing these issues to the table. They're taking guidance from us, we the people at AMAC.us, and then they're doing their very best to use our collective greater numbers to have influence for we the people. God save the Republic of the United States of America.